Hello, Dean Hubbard here with your Agora Weekly WA Livestock Market Update. When we look at the WA livestock market right now, it's really a story about the settings we're working within rather than the short-term swings. On the sheep side, the big factor is the size of the breeding base we have today. WA still accounts for around 14% of the national sheep and lamb processing. And interestingly, WA lamb processing volumes have been relatively consistent for the better part of the last 20 years. What's changed isn't the processing capacity, it's the breeding base beneath it. With an estimated 2.5 million fewer breeding ewes compared to 2017, the system simply doesn't have the same production capacity, particularly outside the main spring turnoff. So looking into the next season or two, it will be interesting to see how processors manage demand when supply has structurally tightened. The processing volume expectations haven't shifted much. That tightening is already showing up in pricing. This time of the year, we'd often expect some softness, yet lamb and mutton values nationally are at worst firm, and in some cases, marginally stronger week on week. Feeder lamb interest, particularly here in WA, also remains solid. Cattle are a little different. WA represents only a small share of the national processing, around 2%, but a significant share of the live export, around 25%. Seasonal conditions, especially across northern Australia and northern WA, still play a major role in annual turnoff and herd direction. Across both species, farm gate pricing has been relatively strong. Producers who stayed the distance with livestock production are being well rewarded. Sheep look structurally tight. Cattle remain seasonally influenced, but overall supply disciplines and steady demand are continuing to underpin the market. This has been Dean Hubbard. Thank you.